The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 18, 1975, in Durban, South Africa.
There are two classes of man throughout the whole universe. One class is called Daiva, and the other class is called Asura. Daiva Asura Eva. Daivi Vistarasa Prokta. So far, the Devas are concerned, Krishna gets named in various ways in the last chapter. Ahimsa, Kanti, Adram, how to practice these things. So, Vishnu Bhakta Bhavit Daiva Asurasar Vipajya. These two classes, how they are ascertained. One is devotee of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. They are called Daiva, or demigod. And persons who know Vishnu, or may not know, on the whole, they are not devotees of Vishnu. Even they are devotees of other demigods. They are called Asura. Just like Ravana. Ravana, he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. But he is described as Asura, Rakhasa. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu was a great devotee of Lord Brahma. Still he is accepted as Rakhasa. So unless one is Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord Vishnu, he is Asura or Rakhasa. This is the instruction of this Shastra. But modern days also, practically nobody is devotee. So how they are described in the Bhagavad Gita? They are described as duskitina, murha, naradhama, maya, purhitagyana, asuri bhavas. These asuras also divided in so many classes. The first class asura is the duskitina, one who is engaged in sinful, meritorious affairs. Sinful, meritorious. It's like a big thief, there are many organizations of smugglers, black market, thieves. They have got brain to organize. Without brain, they cannot organize. Now, in the Western countries, there are big organizations, simply for smuggling, cheating, and bluffing, and very good brain, well-educated, lawyers. I have seen practically in New York, these cheating concerns, there are many lawyers to help them how to cheat. They make arrangement, take money from one, cheating. Many organized. But they are called duskriti. They are educated. They have got good brain. They can act very nicely. But their intelligence is being used for sinful activity. They are called duskriti. They do not know how they shall use their brain. That is jada vidya, maya vaibha. They can expand the influence of maya. We are already influenced by Maya. Prakriti Mohini Sita. We have taken this material world as very fascinating, very attractive. We want to stay here and enjoy. This is material life. Everyone who is attracted to the material world, they are sinful, are fallen. Krishna bhulya jeev bhogavan chakare. Our material life begins. We are spirit soul. When our material life, when we try to try to not serve Krishna, but independently we want to enjoy life, that is called material life. Independently we want to enjoy without Krishna, without God, that is called material life. So, such persons are called divans. So the Simtam Sabhyam, Krishna says, Daivi Vishwarasa Purukta. I have already spoken elaborately about the persons who are Daivi, who are on the platform of demigods. Now, Purukta Asuram Pathame Shrinu. Now I am describing who are the Asuras. Just try to understand. The first symptom of Asura is, it is said, pravrittincha nivrittincha janana vidurasura na shaucham napi cha achara na satyam teshu vidyate. Very nicely described. The first symptom is pravritti and nivritti. Why we are in this material world? When it has begun, that the asuras do not know. Sometimes they ask that why we have come to this material world, we are suffering, you can't understand. Or sometimes they say God is unjust, unkind, that they have created this material world and we have been put into it, so on, so on. But actually, this pravritti, this intention or this purpose of enjoying this material world is not given to you by God. We have created. God's desire is that you become a devotee. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam gato. That is God's desire. But you don't want it. You don't want to stop the tendency of material enjoyment. No nivitti. The human life is meant for nivitti. The cats and dogs' life is for pravritti. The sex desire, they cannot stop it. It is not possible. If you teach some dogs that you forget the sex life, it is impossible. It is not possible. So, they cannot stop this desire of sex life. But if a human being can be induced, therefore there is brahmacharya system, there is basic education, there is Bhagavad Gita, so many other things. If people take advantage of this book, they can stop this pravritti, this intense desire for enjoying this material world. But the asuras, they do not know. So what we should accept and why, what we should not accept. Pravritti means to accept something, and nivritti means to deny something. So they do not know. This is the first symptom of the asura. Pravrittincha nivrittincha na vidhu. Pravrittincha nivrittincha jana na vidhura. Na vidhu asura. Asura jana. those who are demons, asuras, they do not need. Then, next symptom, na shaucham, that very unclean. These things you will find now there's everywhere, all over the world. They are not clean. The cleanliness is next to godliness. To rise early in the morning and cleanse yourself, evacuate, then take bath, cleanse your teeth, cleanse your hands, legs, and be refreshed. That is required. Shaucham, suchi, this is the brahmana's business. Because brahmana's another name is suchi. And one who does not observe the cleanness process, he is called muchi, means cobbler. So, this is the symptom that the asuras, they do not know which way is their goal of life. Na shaucham, they are very unclean. Na shaucham, na bhi cha achara, they do not know etiquette. Achara. Achara means one should learn how to behave. That makes a gentleman and a rough person. Nāpicha āchāra. Āchāra means āchāra, āchārjavān purusha veda. Āchāra, this is āchāra means he learns from the śāstra how we should live. The preliminary that you must take bath, you must wash your hands after eating, you must take bath after evacuating. So many things are there. Nitya karma vidhi. In the Vedic literature you find all these directions. But now they are given up. Especially Vedic culture was there long, long ago all over the world. But now that is finished. Now in India also, where little Vedic principles are still growing, that is now being finished. Nāpi chāta. They are learning from the Westerns how to remain unclean, how to eat meat, how to drink wine, and so on, so many things. Nāpi chāta. Na sattam te su vidyate. And they do not know what is truth or what is truthfulness. Or in other words, everyone is liar. For I have seen many big gentlemen that for nothing they will speak lies. For nothing. Without any profit. They will speak so many lies. Na sattam teshu vidyate. To become truthful is one of the brahminical qualifications. Sattam. That is required. But the asuras, they don't care about it. They will go on telling lies, volumes of lies. They don't mind for it. These are the symptoms. Na sautam na vicha achara. Na sattam teshu. And their life is aimless. Not actual life. Real life means with aim. The asuras, they have no aim. They do not know what is the aim, neither they follow. Then, other symptom, asattamma pratishtham. He jagadahu anisharam. Aparaspara sambhutam timanna kama hetukam. Their other philosophy is that there is no God. Jagadahu anishyanam. As soon as you say that God has created the cosmic material world, the sky, God has created, they will laugh at you. God has created. Why you bring God? Someone is telling me that in some scientific conference, the first of all warned that don't bring God in any of your statements. What is that, do you know? So, these asuras, their first business is how to convince people that everything has taken place by accident or by combination of matter. There is no question of accepting God the Creator. That's all. What is that? So, asattam apratistham. And the so-called sannyasi, because they're atheists, they say that asattam, this material world, is maya, it has no truth, what you are seeing, it is illusion, asattam. But we do not say like that. We say, as we learn from Bhagavad Gita, we say that Krishna says, Bhumi rāpu analo bāyu khaṅga mano buddhi revata bhinnāme pakhiti astadhā. Krishna says, they are my prakriti, my energy. Bhumi rāpu analo. Because it is Krishna's prakriti, just like I am a person, I can create something very good and I can create something not very good. But I can create something not very good. Just like another practical example. I cook something and some of the preparation people say, oh, it is very good. And some of the preparation they say, it is not so good. But it is nice. But you cannot say any of the things as mithya. That you cannot say. You are practically eating and somebody has prepared it. So how you can say it is mithya? It is false. No. That is not our verse. You can say that is also according to taste. You like some sour things, another like some sweet things. So, the person who likes sour things, he says, oh, it is very nice. And one who likes sweet things, he may say, no, it is not so good. This is very nice, you see. But either the sour or the sweet thing is prepared by the same cook, you cannot say it is false. It is the energy of the same cook. So you cannot say this false. So this is a false. When the Mahavadi Sannyasi say that jagad mithya, jagadahu anishyaram, there is no God. The Buddha philosophers, they say that this jagat, this world has come into existence by combination of matter. The modern scientists also say. They say that chemical evolution, by combination of chemicals, everything has come out. But there is no creator. They will deny this. This is the symptom of the asura. So, from this instruction, you can understand who is a rascal and asura. As soon as they say that there is no God, the world is created by chance, aparaspara bhutam, aparaspara. One thing mixed with another thing. How the example? The example is kimanla kama hetukam. Just like a man and woman, by chance they become lusty and have sex, and the woman becomes pregnant and the child is coming. Just like this is a creation, accidental. Accident. The man and woman becomes lusty accidentally, and there is sex, and therefore the creation of the child. This is your theory. Not that this child is a living entity and is coming from his last birth and is taking particular type of body according to his last birth. No conclusion like that. God is the judge. What kind of body he should get, Daivanatrena, Karmana Daivanatrena. There are so many things behind this child birth. Why this child is coming to a poor father or this father, if it is accident, why one child is suffering, one is not in a very comfortable position. So there is behind so many things, but they do not know, because they are asura. They think it is accident. Or there is no life. Kill it. If you feel botheration, then kill it. Finish this business. These are the asuric conclusion. This is false. They say that jagat mithya. So we have nothing to do. Brahma satta and Brahma is satta, that's where. But we Vaishnav say that the jagat is created by Brahma. How it is false? How the satta can create asatta? This logic they cannot understand. If the man who has created, who has cooked so many nice things, say if it's a fact, then the cooking is also fact. How you can say the cooking is false? That is not knowledge. Therefore, sometimes we find that although they say it is mithya, jagat mithya, and take sannyas, and for some days they remain meditation or aloof from any worldly affairs. But later on, when they do not find Brahma, they come again to this maya, to open hospitality schools and sannyasi. Just like in our country there are many. The beginning, you see, Vivekananda Swami, he took sannyas and meditation. And later on, after his touring in the Western countries, he came to India to open hospitals, schools, like that. So if the world is false, then why you are coming to open a school and hospital? Because they could not get some other sannyasi also. And he is now taking part in politics. If jagat is mithya, why you are taking part in politics? These questions are there. Actually, they do not know what is the adjustment. But our philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy, we don't say that there is no God, or this world is created by accident, or combination of matter. We don't say. We say that God is the creator. But the Vedanta says, the essence of basic knowledge, Vedanta philosophy, Vyasdev, he says that janmādasya jataha, the source of janma or creation, the maintenance and annihilation, the source, where it is, jato māyimāni bhūtāni jāyante, this is basic information. That is Brahma. Where from everything is coming. The same thing is said in the Vedanta Sutra. Janmādasya jataha athāta brahma jigyāsa. So janmādasya jataha, that is explained in the Srimad Bhāgavatam. What is that janmādasya jataha? The original source of everything. What is that? It is a matter or a living being. There are two things you have got experience. We see that everything is coming. Suppose this microphone, it has come from matter. And actually it has not come from matter. It has come from the living being who has manufactured it. But we foolishly concluding that it is a combination of matter. Who has combined this matter to make it usable? So this is less knowledge. So this is combination of several parts of material things, and it is working. But who has manufactured those different parts of the electronics and other things? That is not, does not come out all of a sudden from the sky. It has been manufactured by some living entity. So this is knowledge. So Janmadvasajata, the atheist class, the so-called scientists, Asuras, they say it is a chemical combination by accident. We don't say like that. We say the Janmadvasa, the original source of everything, is a person. Janmadvasajata. Annayat itarateshu atheshu abhigya. Just like this microphone, if I say accidentally all the material things, electronics parts mixed together and became a mind. No, we don't say. We say this is manufactured by somebody who is very expert in dealing with this part. That is all. Janmadasya jataha annayat itaratasyu arthesu avijya. The person who has mixed together this different part is very expert avijya. That is I think. And if you, as a rascal, if you say that all of a sudden the material parts, there are many parts, they become assembled. Just like one lusty man because accidentally less desire, and the woman also becomes there in that. It is not like that. It is not accident. There is brain. So every creation has got a brain behind it. Therefore, it is said, avidya janmadasya chata annayat itaratascha artheshu avidya. That avidya is God, Krishna. One who knows things how to do. So in this way, if we study, then the asuras, their symptoms are described. So asuras are condemned. They cannot have any happiness. They are simply gone theorizing. There is no solution. So one has to become deva. Vishnu bhakta bhavet deva. If we remain asuras, rascals, then our life is spoiled. Thank you very much.
The qualities that we are talking about, social,
if you practice as that described in the Shastra, then gradually you become released from the asura state and come to the deva state. Then you understand everything right. And if you keep yourself as asura, then you will never reach
anything. The statement here is that the material world is founded on lust, which is without your intention.
The Sankhya philosophy is also like that.
So is this lust? The godly qualities come from Krishna. The godly qualities, they come from Krishna.
Everything comes from
Krishna. Even the demoniac qualities?
Oh, yes. Krishna is the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava. When Krishna says, I am the origin of everything, so the demonic quality is also coming from Krishna. If you want to become a demon, Krishna is supplying the quality. You become first class demon. Without Krishna's help, you cannot become even demon. It is said, sarvasya chaham ridhishanne Vishnu. I am situated in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham ridhishanne Vishnu. What do you get by while I am speaking, taking photograph? I repeatedly ask you. You are obstinate. What do you get, a special feature when I talk? You take photograph? Not during while I am talking, don't you? That disturbs me. My attention goes to your photograph. It is very much disturbing. So, Krishna is the origin of everything. And in this Shastra, it is described just like my front portion and my back portion. So the back portion is also my bodily part, and the front portion is also my bodily part. So asuric propensities and irreligious things, they are just like Krishna's back portion. Darkness. This is darkness, material energy, is called Mamamaya. The material energy is keeping everyone in darkness. But Krishna says, Vaividhyesha gunamai Mamamaya. So that darkness is another side of the light. Because there is light, there is darkness. Darkness, there is no independently. You can understand darkness because there is light. So light and darkness, they are simultaneously there. And everything is Janmadasya Jata, everything is source is Krishna. But Krishna, the darkness cannot act on Krishna. It acts on you. That is the difference. Just like we have discussed this verse, apasat purusam purnam mayan sujat apasrayam. The sunlight, you just stand before the sun, facing the sun, immediately there is darkness behind me. So darkness is there. But when you keep sun in your front, there is no dark. So darkness is also another creation of the light. But we are put into the darkness. The sun is not put into the dark. The darkness behind me is captivating for me, not to the sun. So those who are devotees, those are facing the sun, Krishna, for them there is no darkness. But those who are asuras, they are put into the darkness. So darkness is temporary, and it is dependent on light. Therefore, it is creation of Krishna. That is the problem.
When Krishna feels or does anything, you glorify him because he's absolute.
Yes.
So in my body, they say that the living entities are also absolute. Is that true?
No. That is a wrong thing. If Mayavadi is absolute, Jiva is absolute, then why they have become conditioned? Why? What is the answer?
They're dependent on some higher absolute.
Yeah.
Is it possible for one person to be part demon and part devotee in the same person?
If he's a devotee, he's not demon at all. It is devotee.
He may have some demonic quality.
Yeah. That if he is seriously devotee, that demonic quality will disappear very soon. Kipraṁ bhavanti dharmātmā apite sudurācāra vajate māmanandava sādhuriva samanta kipraṁ bhavanti dharmā. Just like electric fan is moving and you make the switch off, still you will find it is moving. So that movement will stop very soon because switch is off. Similarly, a devotee, if it is sometimes found that he is demonic, that demonic, if he is sincerely a devotee, that demonic qualities will go very soon. Kippam bhavati dharmata satsat shanti nigachat kontya pradiyani hi namai bhakta pranasi. So, if one is strongly a devotee, then gradually, it may take little time, all good qualities will be manifest in his body. So, any other question?
Does Krishna know when he's sitting in everyone's heart? Does he know when Supreme Lord sits in everyone's heart of Arjuna and he's directing the one living, all living entities?
So,
does he know when the living entities are going to surrender unto him?
The question is, if Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart, and he knows the wanderings of all living entities, he's directing the wanderings of all living entities, then does Krishna know at any time, or does he direct the living entity at some certain time to surrender? Or is this the will of the living entity?
He knows. Yes, he knows. What do you mean? Is there any doubt?
No. No,
that, what is the time he knows? Do you know that? He knows that he will surrender. But when he will surrender, then that question must be there. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Māme mojaprapaddhante māyāme dāntaranti. He knows that he will be happy provided he surrenders him. Otherwise not. That he knows also. Is it all right?
Yes.
He knows that as soon as he surrenders unto me, he will be free from the clutch of samsara. And he knows it also. If he does not do so, then he will never be free from samsara. Both things he knows. Is it clear or not?
But it's the living entity's choice to surrender.
Yes. He knows everything.
But then they give the argument that if he knows, then how does the living entity have choice?
Yes, that is given to him. He knows that I have given him the independence. So you can use your choice. That he knows us. Rathichasi tathakuru. He knows.
This is understanding things in proper love. Yes. The argument could come that if he's directing the wanderings of all living entities, then I don't have to worry about surrendering. He'll direct me to
it. Yes. Gita Samang Prabhupada. According to Sri Adar Bhas, he's directing according to your desire, unless you surrender. There are two kinds of direction. One kind of direction is when you do not surrender, and one kind of direction when you have surrendered. Because these things are there. My position is either surrender or not surrender. So the not surrender will get one kind of direction, and the surrender will get another kind of direction. Both ways there is direction. Without his direction he cannot act. Is it clear or not? He gives direction to both of them. But this both, one who is surrender, is a different person from the person who is surrender. So they, both of them get different direction in different position. But without his direction he cannot act. Either the surrender or not the surrender. He has to give direction. So, if you think, my Lord, send me to the hell, I will be very much satisfied. or like you go to hell in this way. This is the path. And if you say, my Lord, kindly take me to your shelter, then you give direction. You come in this way. Esam satatujitvanam bhajatam priti purvagam dadami buddhijogam tam jinamam upajantite. He says, Tesam satatujitvanam, anyone who is 24 hours engaged in serving the Lord. Bhajatam, this is called bhajan, always engaged in Krishna's service. Bhajatam, please with love and faith. To such person he gives a direction. What is that direction? Buddhi yogam dadami tu. I give him that buddhi yog. What for? Jenamam upajantite. By the process by which he sends us to come to me, I give him to this. Yes, come this way. And those who are not devotees, they want to eat and sleep and sex life and defense in different types of bodies. The dog is also defending with his claws and teeth. The tiger is also defending. The man is also defending. And man is also has sex life. Or the tiger has also sex life. The dog has also sex life. The dog is eating. The man is eating. In these affairs, they offer, give me this facility, my Lord. I want to eat everything without any discussion. All right, you take the body of a hog and eat too. Is it? Jejathaman prabhadvante tanta saiva bhajami ham. So, as you want. So, this different types of want is different type of people. The demons want is different. And a demigod's want is different. But Krishna in both cases is the director. If he wants to prosper in this line, all right, take my direction. Do it. You become a first class human like Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, and become very powerful. And create a situation by which both you and your whole family will be killed. That direction is there. And to a demigod devotee, his direction is here. He goes back to home. He plays with Krishna as cowherd boy. He dances with Krishna as gopi. He becomes Krishna's father, Krishna's mother. Clear this? Is it clear or not? Krishna gives direction according to the person he wants. If he wants like a jiva, Krishna will give you very good direction how he can become a first class jiva. And if he wants to become an associate of Krishna, devotee, then he will give you first class direction how he can become. But without his direction, he cannot go in state power. That is, you are dependent in both the cases. You are not independent. You are dependent in both the cases, now as you want. Whether you want to become a demon, or whether you want to make a devotee and make progress in that line. That is your decision. Is that clear?
Yes. Even if you don't surrender to Krishna in this life, you will eventually surrender to Him, each and every one of us.
Will everyone, even if we don't surrender to Krishna in this life, will everyone surrender to Krishna? Will everyone go back to Godhead eventually?
So you have got doubt? Rest assured, not everyone will do that. So you have no reason. It is not that everyone will do that. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eirupe brahmanna bhramite kuno bhagavadi. unless one is Bhagavan, very fortunate, he will not go back to home, back to that. He lodges. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we are trying to make people Bhagavan. If he wants, he can become Bhagavan. That is our attempt. We are creating so many centers. We are teaching how to become Bhagavan, fortunate, how to go back home, how he can be happy. Now, if one is fortunate, they will take this instruction and turn his life. Therefore, this is mission. But without becoming Bhagavan, nobody can go. Fortunate. So we are giving them chance to become fortunate. This is our mission. The most unfortunate is getting the chance of becoming fortunate. Any one of us can consider this. How from unfortunate life they are coming to fortunate. This is Krishna consciousness moment. That we are giving chance to the unfortunate. Everyone is unfortunate. Everyone is a rascal. We are giving chance then how to be done, intelligent and fortunate. This is Krishna consciousness. If the people are not so unfortunate and rascal, then what is the meaning of preaching? Preaching means that you have to turn the rascals and unfortunate to become intelligent and fortunate. But unless you are fortunate and intelligent, you cannot take to Krishna. That is a fact. Everyone is intelligent, that I have already explained. Everyone has thought, brain and intelligence, but he has to use it properly. That is what, that is education. You cannot teach a stone how to manufacture this microphone. That is not possible, because he has no intelligence. But even one is dull brain, you can teach him by education how to manufacture this mind. So intelligence is there, every living entity. You have to train them how to utilize his intelligence. So one who is fortunate, he becomes trained up in intelligence how to go home, back to Godhead. And one is not fortunate, his intelligence is used how to go to hell, that's all. That is duskeeping. To become a member of the hellish condition of life, that also requires intelligence. How to become first class thief, how to become first class cheater, first class drunkard, first class mangler. Does it not require intelligence? It requires intelligence. But their intelligence is being used for going to hell. Another intelligence is being used for going back to home, back to God. Intelligence is there in both the cases. Now it is the technique how to use it. That's all. That requires. So duskritina, those who are simply engaged in sinful activities and utilize intelligence in that way. Namāna prapadyante, they cannot surrender. So the intelligence is there, everything is there, senses are there, they are to be purified. Tatparatena nirmalam. The Krishna consciousness movement is to purify intelligence.